You know, sometimes we do this show, John, and I get that deja vu feeling. Have you ever gotten that?
Sometimes, yeah. Like we've been here before.
I've been here before, done this before.
Happy Saturday morning, everybody.
We do it every Saturday at 8 o'clock. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the feeling.
Are we over-caffeinated today? Is that what
I don't know. It could be. Oh, you know what? I'm going to put my headphones on.
Hey, why don't you put your headphones on? Yeah, see, there you go. Back in the saddle.
This is what I remember. Oh, yeah. This way I can monitor the show, John, make sure nothing's going on in the background.
We're just trying to keep the needle on the record this morning. You know, that happens. It is Saturday, the 31st of May.
Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. And
tomorrow's June.
I know it. June, it's upon us.
Yes.
And we gotta say happy birthday to Tommy.
Yeah, today would be Tommy's 32nd birthday. 32, he's been gone now for since 2011. So he's been gone a while. He was my youngest boy, my little shooter. And, you know, good stories. Never forget the first time I took him out shooting skeet. And a little kid got a 21 out of 25 for his first round of skeet. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I got a shooter.
He's natural.
And in the next round, he got a 1. and he was so mad. It was like, you ever get so mad at a golf course? When you're on a golf course, you want to wrap your pole, you're a golf club around a tree. That's the way he was. I'm like, don't break that gun.
Son. Yeah, right.
Do not break that gun.
Oh, that's funny.
What a character. But he would be 32 today. A lot of his friends and his buddies are stay close to me, and they're all celebrating their 32nd birthday. They all went through Catholic schools together and high school together and everything. Yeah. Whether it's Powers or Flushing, we all stay pretty close. And one of his buddies, Joey, just won a huge bodybuilding contest.
Oh,
doing great, like Mr. Nevada or something.
Oh, man.
Just what a dude. And they were both
opposing powerlifting
football players.
Oh.
Joey played for Powers.
Okay.
And Tommy played for Flushing. Mm-hmm. And they remained buddies the whole time. And
sure.
Old Larry Loins doing the broadcasting back in the day, watching those games. It was a ton of fun. But Joey's doing great. One of them is actually a sponsor of this raffle. A sponsor of my trailer, Nick Zerka. He's a realtor out of Fenton, and he's sponsoring the Tommy's Heart trailer. So these kids are great. They're kind of all celebrating his 32nd birthday today. So now you can always send me emails, shooter@thegss.com. If you have something you want to talk to me about, that's shooter@thegss.com, which leads me to my website, thegss.com. And, of course, this is US 103, Lapeer's classic. Ultimate classic rock, not just classic
rock. Oh, no, it's ultimate classic rock.
Ultimate classic rock. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Now, Tri-County Roofing has been around since 1971. They are your low-pitch and flat roof specialists, and they are dear friends of ours. Whether you're talking to Tim, Melinda, Bill, or Dalton, any of them can help you and will bend over backwards to make you and your roof exactly the way you need it. So they are, of course, your commercial expert roofers. So if you've got a commercial building and it needs attention or repairs, get a hold of them. 810-732-7740. 810-732-7740. You can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. So tons going on at Williams Gunsight, Dano. You got this 99-year celebration starting Monday. That doesn't mean you can't shop there this weekend. So go shopping today. Spend good money.
10 to 6, 7 days a week.
And we're going to do a little promotion later in the show about what's going on this weekend. But, 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You can't beat that. So, but Monday is the Williams Gunsight 99-year celebration. Now, the company is celebrating 99 years by giving away a Browning gun safe plus 5 guns inside the safe. Now, the net worth of this whole thing is over $7,500. Their mystery safe drawing is free to enter June 2nd through June 8th. So next Saturday, it'll all be over.
Yeah, they're going to draw the winner, and it's a mystery, John, because you don't know what guns are in the safe. That's going to be a big reveal. They'll open the safe for the winner after they've drawn the winner, and you can enter for free starting this Monday, as you said, June 2nd. Through June 8th, you can go and enter for free.
Yeah.
And register to win.
And they got 25% off range memberships
And all week long.
And as well as 9% off everything else, including guns, ammo, optics, and all accessories.
Yep.
So great time to stock up on stuff.
99 years, pretty big deal.
It is a long, not many businesses, especially not gun shops, have been around for 99 years.
Yeah.
So, and they are Michigan's largest and finest gun shop. I guarantee you that. On the range since 1926, it's Williams Gun Sight Company, celebrating their 99th year. And makes me wonder what they're going to do for their 100th year. You know what I mean? But anyways, I've been going there for 50 years, so I'm pretty content. I'm a happy customer. And I have to get permission every week to go 2-3 times a week.
But, no, he doesn't. He's lying. He's
no, I do. I literally call and make sure it's okay.
That's
part of my marriage counseling.
Oh.
I have to call my wife and make sure it's okay that I go in.
He's lying about all this, folks.
No, you'd be surprised. But she seldom tells me no because there's a reason, you know. A need, a deep felt need to be at Williams Gunsight Company.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they should have had a motel and a donut shop attached to this place with a coffee shop. They'd have been all set. People wouldn't have to leave.
Well, maybe you should build it.
I could build that.
See if they'd like an add-on.
I could build that.
Yeah, you could build that. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So get out there and check. They'll give you all the information starting Monday on how you can check it out. I'll try to put this on my Facebook page as well.
Don't tell me. I have a premonition. Uh-oh. We didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier because this is a live show. We're here Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, for the Gunsmith Show, yes. May 31st. We haven't rehearsed any of this. We've not talked about it yet.
No, but you know me.
Guessing this segment is going to be the acronym segment.
Well, sometimes we do a lot of acronyms, okay? So when I begin a sentence with MCRGO, which is Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, sometimes we have a lot of acronyms afterwards. So this is an important one. But this is good news. If you are a CPL holder in the state of Michigan,
okay.
He's giving me the peace sign, folks. Or does that mean two?
I'm counting. You're counting an acronym.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a letter was sent by the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, to all FFL dealers.
There we go.
Federal Firearms License dealers in the state of Michigan for MI CPL holders, Michigan CPL holders. Okay?
Yep.
If you have one, it is now considered a QAP, which is a qualifying alternative permit for your NICS.
I feel like we added one this time around.
We did.
We're up to seven. We got seven acronyms here.
So now your NICS background check has been it's required to buy a gun in America. Okay. But if you're a CPL holder, you've already passed you got all the bells and whistles in line. You are good to go for most everything you do.
So the Bureau,
until just the past couple of years.
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms were part of you getting the CPL. You had to pass a check as well.
Michigan CPL complies with everything they need. And you, if you have a CPL, you are not trying to overthrow the government. You're not trying to.
They've done the background check.
Yeah, they've done the background check. You're a good guy. You're a good person. So the BATFE, will accept now Michigan CPLs as a NICS check. So I'm sure in lieu of having to fill out the whole 4493 or 4473, which is the form where you got to answer all the questions. Have you ever, been charged with a misdemeanor? Have you, have you ever threatened somebody's life? All these crazy questions and they change them up. And the people at the stores can't coach you.
Right.
They will answer your questions, but they can't tell you put yes or no on that because then that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, if you've got a CPL, keep it handy. You're going to need it. If you ever get pulled over, you need to show your CPL because you have to show your CPL and
let the officer know
immediately.
Yep.
They usually know pretty quick if you're a CPL holder or not. Mm-hmm. But so I think this will be slowly initiated. Some shops will. Now, the letter just went on.
When you say initiated, you're talking about accepting the CPL in lieu of the background check.
I can't imagine across the board everybody will just say all of a sudden, okay, it's done. Because companies have their own policies. They've got their own lawyers that are looking over things, making sure that their ducks are in a row.
Yep.
And
Williams Gunsight Company has a kiosk, don't they, to do the NICS background check
right
there?
That's the NICS background check for buying suppressors.
Gotcha.
That's what that kiosk is for. But I was there a few weeks ago, and there was a man that just spoke Spanish. He was Mexican, and he only spoke Spanish, and they were trying to get a good interpreter there. They have several people there that can speak multiple languages.
Mm-hmm.
And some dialect problems, so they had to go. They have a form that has both languages there so that they can fill it out with two people witnessing to make sure that it's done right. But, you know, how do you get that far in life and be able to go to Williams Gunsight and buy a gun and not be able to speak English? That kind of blew my mind, but it happens. So, anyways, as it's initiated, I'm sure things will get better for us, and it will speed up the process of your Second Amendment rights, which is to be able to keep and bear arms.
Yep.
And there shouldn't be a whole lot of stumbling blocks in your way. And I think it's very important. We're seeing it all across the country now. Most of your gun bans are being annihilated as we speak. They are being wiped clean. The D.C. stuff, the New York City stuff.
Chicago,
they are illegal, and they are the worst safety zones in America.
Yeah, they're not bringing safety with these
regulations.
Yeah,
not at all. So, but we got a good show for you today. We got lots to talk about. We're going to discuss
holsters.
We're going to discuss our gun raffle. We're going to discuss practicing from drawing from concealment, and we're also going to discuss a bunch of really good used concealed guns at Williams. They got 371 used guns right now at Williams.
Big selection.
Just 9mm, just handguns. Mm-hmm. That and I just picked I picked 32, but I got it narrowed down to 10.
Oh, good. We'll work on whittling it down a little bit more by the time we get there.
We only got a one-hour show.
Yeah, it's a one-hour show.
Remember, you can send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. Like us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show, and go to our website, thegss.com, and check it all out.
It is The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back for segment two right after this.